1988.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yo! Super Don!
Yes, sir.
Guess what? Over the break,
yes,
we have some breaking news. We have
Actually, you know, Tom, some of the best stuff happens off the air here. We got to bring it to the people. Here.
Yeah, one of our producers here, Tom, has found a way to resolve the Obamacare train wreck. You want to play that for us, Tom?
It's a simple 3-step process. Step one, fix. Step two, it. Step three, fix it. Fix it.
I love that, yeah. And then repeat steps one and two. Yeah,
it's
good stuff. That's the guy. I don't know if anybody remembers the show Kenan and Kel. I think it was on like a Nickelodeon channel or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a while, and Kenan, the guy who played Kenan, he's on Saturday Night Live, I believe, and he also played Fat Albert in the Fat Albert movie. We talked about Fat Albert a couple weeks ago.
He played Fat Albert.
Yeah, funny guy. Yeah, he did. In the remake. And we had some fun with that. Actually, it inspired me. I actually went out and bought a Fat Albert t-shirt.
Did you really?
I did. It's in my wonderful RSB clothing closet over here for things for the videos. Which, yeah, I want to remind people, if you haven't checked it out yet, RS Bell Media on YouTube, we do a video after the show every day, just kind of doing a recap of what we did. So go check that out. And you know what? We have, guess what? A phone call.
Seriously.
We do. Lily,
all right, cool.
Lily from Utah has decided to give us a call, and she had actually something very interesting to say about our founding fathers.
Hello?
Lily, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Lily.
Hello.
Lily.
Hello. Lily, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, I can hear you now. Hi.
All right. Yeah, listen, we actually were talking with you off the air, and you threw something at us that kind of threw us for a little bit, but I really like the point you were making about our founding fathers. And what was the point that you wanted to make on that?
Well, it's not my original idea. It's off of a YouTube by a guy, an activist by the name of Larkin Rose, and he basically said, "I'm allowed to rob you. Oh, you don't believe me?" And so he wrote it out, and then he showed the camera. And then he says, "Oh, okay, you still don't believe me. Okay, let me go to my neighbors and get some signatures." So his point was that he did not sign the Constitution. Therefore, why should he have to abide by the Constitution if it's not voluntary? So, and the other point that I made was that the founding fathers, by today's standards, would be considered terrorists. So everything that we hear in the media, and I call it lamestream media, not you guys, obviously, but everything that we hear and our indoctrination programs that we call public school systems, we're indoctrinated to have an obedience to this Constitution that we never signed, and to these laws. And laws, really, what are laws if they're not force their opinions with guns?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Thanks for calling, Lily. I mean, that's an interesting way to look at things. You know, we did not sign the Constitution, so therefore, why should we follow the Constitution?
Well, she mentioned Larkin Rose, and I followed Larkin a while. He's a big tax protester guy, and he helps people to get out of the tax system and also to learn how to become sovereign and not pay any taxes from what I understand.
Right. That's one of those things where, like, if you get pulled over, that you can explain to the officer, why it's not, a constitution. I'm not required to have a license, so therefore you cannot write me a ticket for something that I should not have to be licensed for. I've seen that. That's been around for quite a while. Yeah,
now Larkin's been doing this for 30 years, so he's probably perhaps the most well-known person in that circle. And one of the things that Lily did mention that I agree with is that by today's standards, and that's the caveat, by today's standards and by today's definition of terrorists, the Founding Fathers would be considered terrorists. Now, I don't believe they were terrorists, but by the way that we define terrorists today, what is a terrorist? A terrorist is anybody that dares to disagree with the government. A terrorist is somebody that speaks out against the status quo. The Founding Fathers would be considered terrorists. Now, I'm thankful that the Founding Fathers had enough cojones to stand up against the crown, and that they had people like Jonas Clark, who is the pastor up at Lexington, that actually fired his group of parishioners actually fired the shot heard around the world. They were church-going people, by the way. If they hadn't had the cojones to do that, we would still be letting our wives go off with the crown for prima nocta, and we would still be grooming the stool of the king or queen.
I'd be drinking tea and eating crumpets instead of we love our listeners across the pond, but I mean, it's a good point, and listen. Things have gotten so bad that, and we've talked about this on the show before, that you can simply have like a 2-year supply of food for emergencies and be considered to be on a watch list for being a terrorist.
We went over a list of 72 different line items that make you, that would deem you to be a terrorist by today's definition.
Right.
And it is insane. Yeah, having survival, having food stored makes you to be a terrorist. Homeschooling your kids makes you to be a terrorist. It's just nuts. Some of the things that the government now says would make you be a terrorist. So
the government,
he who defines the words wins, right? And so they've redefined terrorists to mean anybody that dares to differ with the government or to be outspoken against the government, when really that is the definition of a patriot 100 or 200 years ago. So
no,
flip flop the definitions. That is what a patriot does. You are required to question a government that becomes tyrannical. But now that person that used to have been deemed to be a patriot is now deemed to be a terrorist.
I agree. Yeah. And I mean, the government has gotten so far in getting into every aspect of our personal lives and the decisions that we, are entitled to make on ourselves, for ourselves and for our family, for example. And we wanted to talk about this today. How about how you should let your child be treated by a doctor? What kind of treatment should your child get for a particular condition? This has been a hotbed topic for many years that we've been covering here, and just recently we were talking about the Amish girl that was told that she had to get the Anna Hershberger.
Well, you're right, that's a question. How involved should the government be in the decisions of a husband and wife dealing with the sickness of their child? Now, for those of you that don't know who Anna is, she's a 10-year-old, had lymphoma. The court was going to try to force her to go for a second round of chemotherapy treatments, and they decided, no, we're not going to do this, especially in light of the fact that they were never told that this was experimental chemotherapy. It was like they were part of a guinea pig research study on a 10-year-old little girl. They decided, no, we're not going to do this. We are going to go natural. They ended up leaving the country so that they were free to treat Anna's cancer the way that they want it, and now she's free of cancer. The problem is now the Hirschbergers are afraid to come home. The family that has six children, they live in Ohio, they're afraid to come back to the United States because they're afraid that CPS or whatever the equivalent entity is there in Ohio is going to take Anna, force her to do chemo, and potentially take their other children.
Yeah. Well, and there's some very disturbing parts of this because, as you mentioned, it was experimental, this chemotherapy. Yeah. They weren't informed of that. Also, in an article I read, it said that they did not give consent for the second phase of the treatment, and they actually had Anna Hirschberger sign the dotted line on the consent for this treatment. 10-year-old girl signing the consent herself?
So just by definition, the consent is null and void because a minor cannot consent. A minor cannot have informed consent, so by definition, that's not binding. But just the fact that they would... The fact that they would even get a 10-year-old to sign a medical document on her own behalf is absurd.
Absolutely.
It shows that we're dealing with people that have no moral qualms at all.
No. I mean, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. And then now, I mean, here's the fun part, right? They order that she has to get the chemotherapy, otherwise she's going to die, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She didn't get the chemotherapy. She did.
She's alive and well.
In fact, she is cured. She doesn't have cancer. So now if they come back, what are they going to do? Make her take the chemotherapy anyway because it's been ruled that she has to? They can't do that. She doesn't have cancer. So what do they do?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that takes me to the story of Serena Williams. I'm sorry, Serena Matthews. Selena Matthews. My mind's all over the place. Selena Matthews.
Selenium Matthews. Take your selenium, right? Yes.
Now, we've talked to Jay Matthews before on the show. Jay's the father. Selena is the I believe she's 9-year-old little girl now. Had osteosarcoma. And as a matter of fact, Joni and Liam, I believe, and I, and potentially Robert, were all informed not to say Selena's name.
I remember that, yes.
So I say it as often as possible. Anyway, they think that they have control over who can use her name, which is absurd. But sad story. I talked to Jay a few weeks ago. They amputated her arm recently because they forced her into doing chemotherapy, a treatment that does not work for osteosarcoma. Jay, a pharmacist, knew that, tried to take her to do some natural treatments under threat of them taking the rest of his children, took her back. They treated her, used the term loosely, for a year, ended up cutting off her arm now. A little 9-year-old girl is going to live the rest of her life with no arm. Makes me completely sick the way that the medical mafia is treating children today. Y'all hang tight. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it. And I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back.
Hey, Super Don, what's happening, buddy?
Welcome.
Welcome back, folks, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don and TMB holding down the fort for Robert as he is flying to parts unknown. What's he going to do? Do you have any idea? I don't know where he's going. What is he doing? Is he just had to get away for a while?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll bet you wherever it is, he's right now looking for an organic restaurant somewhere to try and grab himself some lunch.
I bet he is too. And you know what? He always has success at that. It's amazing to me. Every time that I've hung out with RSB, no matter where it is, he always finds the organic restaurants. For instance, we were in Atlanta. We went to a 24-hour organic restaurant in Atlanta. It's like, where do you find these things, Robert? But he finds them.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant. And, I mean, he's like a Boy Scout. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I'm going to try and find a restaurant. If I can't find a restaurant, I'm going to bring my own food. If I don't have my own food, I can just take some One World Way. I mean, he's like really got everything just completely figured out. And if I don't have any of that, I'll just fast because it's good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
If I don't have all that, I'll just not eat for 3 days. No big deal.
Right. Oh, good old Robert.
Yeah.
Good old Robert.
Yeah. He's great, isn't he?
So anyway,
RSB, hope you're having fun wherever you're at, bud.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Hardest working man in Health Talk Radio.
He is.
So we are on the topic of cancer here, and were talking on the break here about this. Gosh, I mean, this is a heck of a story. What is going on with this mom here?
Yeah, we want to give you a feel-good story here about cancer. We don't want to just come down on the medical mafia and leave you hating people and feeling like there's no hope and there's nobody good in the world. This is a really good feel-good story. It's a lady out of Kazakhstan, and she was treated for cancer, which, by the way, she didn't have cancer, but she was treated for cancer by some radiation treatments, and the radiation, in essence, it tore a hole in it. It burned a hole in the side of her face.
I'm not feeling good yet.
Yeah, well, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel good when you hear the rest of the story here. So 99% of your concerns will be alleviated if you just let me finish the story.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So there's a group of surgeons, plastic surgeons, out in Kentucky, and this lady, her name is Lesa Kotelyevska. I guess if I said that right, probably didn't. She's coming over, and they're going to treat her for free. They're going to reconstruct her face for free. So that she, and it looks like she has to eat with a towel on the side of her face because otherwise the food will come out of, I mean, there's a literal gaping hole in the side of her face. They're going to reconstruct her face for free. So, man, what a great story of this group of doctors up in Kentucky that's going to do
well,
this.
Well, I mean, listen, it's the least they can do. I mean, it's great. Not that they were responsible for the bungled, you know, misdiagnosis and treatment that caused this really horrible, you know, thing to happen to her. But, you know, it's the least that anybody can do to try and at least give this lady a chance to have somewhat of a normal, you know, life and you know, recover from this. And I think they were saying here that this treatment is like, it's going to be like a $1 million surgical process.
Oh, yeah. In excess of $1 million, they're going to do it for free. And I really felt for her. You know, read the article here. It's posted on Daily Mail. And apparently, as soon as this happened, she lost her business and her husband left her. So, wow. I mean, she's had a hard time.
Wow.
And nice that something nice is happening to this lady.
There's a guy who needs an attitude adjustment. I mean, come on, really?
Exactly. Wow. And the thing is, you know, this is not an isolated instance where somebody gets misdiagnosed with cancer. There's an article out there on Anthony Gucciardi's Natural Society that I was just reading. Over 1.3 million cases of cancer have been misdiagnosed. Okay, so primarily women with breast cancer that have a benign lump in their breast and, you know, been diagnosed with cancer. They start them on the big three treatments, the radiation, the chemo. They're gonna do the, what did you and Robert talk about yesterday? You're a previvor. You do something.
Yeah. Yes. What a wonderful
remove the breast ahead of time.
Oh, yes. I've lopped my boobs off, but I got a cool t-shirt that says previvor.
But I'm a previvor.
I'm a previvor. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, this is not an uncommon occurrence. It's happening quite frequently. People are being misdiagnosed with cancer, and then they're being just rushed into the cancer treatments, which, as we talk about quite frequently here on the show, actually cause cancer. So you have somebody that has a benign lump in their breast. They're told that they have cancer. They're just quickly escorted into the big three treatment regimen where they are receiving doses of radiation and chemotherapy poison. So you know what? If they didn't have cancer before, they surely got it now because the treatments are given to them.
What is, you know, definition of insanity? You know, keep doing what you're doing, expect different results.
It's
time to do something different, guys. And that's hopefully what you're getting out of what we're talking about here.
Step outside the box, do something different. Hopefully here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're giving you some ammunition to do just that. So hang tight, Ty and Super Don, be right back after this commercial break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused. Not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. What be happening?
We're back.
What be happening, Super Don?
Hey. Interesting discussion so far, and I can't believe how fast this show's going today.
I know. I was saying that over the break. That, wow. And you know, we're going to be together again next week for a couple days, Super Don.
We are.
RSB is traveling again. And so I think next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be together for another 2 hours each day.
Nope.
So, yeah, looking forward to it. Always enjoy
chatting
with you. We're
just sitting here. We're just sitting here having a conversation, and we'd like to include you guys in the conversation as well. If you want, give us a call at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. We're kind of switching gears in this segment. What are we talking about this segment?
No, we can't switch gears. We have to stay in the same gear.
Okay. All right. More cancer. Not that there's any shortage of things to talk about as far as cancer goes, but.
Yeah. Let's do switch gears. I wanted to talk about this, and we'll talk about this for a little while, this segment, because it is important from my perspective. There's an article there that I sent to you. It's called the title, Obama Preparing My Military for the Next Step? Question mark. This is referring to an October 12th ABC video from Diane Sawyer showing that week 9 generals were fired from the military. Now, why is there this big house cleaning effort going on in the military? According to this story, the thing that these 9 generals all have in common is the fact that they did not pass the new litmus test that's being given to American military officers. And what would that litmus test be, Super Don? Any idea?
I don't know. What would that be, Ty?
Will you sign up for Obamacare? No, just kidding. The litmus test is, will you fire on American citizens? That's the new litmus test. And these generals said no. And as a result, they got their little pink slip in their mailbox. And so the reason I wanted to talk about this, and we're talking about General Carter Ham. We're talking about Charles Gayoet in the Navy. We're talking about Major General Ralph Baker and so forth. These are some pretty well-known, General Brian Roberts, well-known generals in the United States military, all across from the Army to the Navy to the Air Force and Marines, all across the board. The new litmus test is, will you fire on American citizens? And if they say no, they're getting a pink slip. Now, I've got a good friend up in outside of D.C. area. He's very well connected to the military still. He called me up a few months ago, and he said, you know what? That we're reading all these articles about the litmus test. He said, I just had a meeting with a colonel. I believe it was a colonel. Maybe not. But anyway, it was a pretty high-ranking officer. He said that he had been called in Afghanistan, and he was asked, will you fire American citizens? He said, the only American citizens I will fire upon is a citizen that gives me the order to fire on other American citizens. I like that answer.
Yeah,
and he got canned, and his entire 5-man team, special ops team, they got canned as well. So this is not just conjecture. This is not hearsay to me. This is something that I have seen from a friend of mine that has experienced this. He knows people in the military that are getting this litmus test. What say you, Super Don? What is going on with the military? Why is this litmus test in place?
You know, it was one of the things when I saw it happening, I'm inundated with news, constantly,
right?
Because I'm going through to see what's going on. And at first, I was just looking at it going, has anything like this ever happened before? I mean, 9 generals fired? It's almost like a business filing bankruptcy and going through restructuring or something. You know,
It is.
There's a lot of theories that have been thrown out there. And, you know, one of the things that has been brought up is that, you know, the timing of this kind of coincides with the armed forces are trying to reduce staff due to budget cuts. You know, this is kind of the official story that's being thrown out there, you know, and U.S. troops are expected to withdraw from Afghanistan this year. But, you know, that's kind of like saying, you know what, we're having to cut back on a few things in our company, so we're going to fire the CEO, the CFO, and the COO. Because we're having to cut back on something. No. You know, when there's cutbacks, they cut back from the bottom up. They don't wipe out the entire top, you know, commanding, administration, you know.
Well, and here's something else, too, Super Don, that at least the personal experience that I have, the man that was outside of D.C., the Army guy, and I can't remember, I think he was a colonel, but the colonel that had been fired, he was just not wiped out. There was no more colonel there. He was replaced. Okay, so people are moving into these positions. They're not eliminating the general position.
Right, so it wasn't like they fired him because they wanted to give somebody a bigger paycheck. They actually replaced him with somebody else. So the question would be then, who's the replacement, and what's the difference between the guy who held the office and the new guy? I mean, this is
exactly
where people need to zero in.
And the people that are getting promoted are the people that are saying, yes, I will fire on American citizens. So at least in that case, I know for a fact that he told my friend that the person that replaced him that was promoted said yes to the litmus test. So that just begs the question, what's going on in light of the new litmus test? You've got the DHS buying billions of rounds of hollow point over the last year. You've got these armored vehicles that are being purchased. You know, you've got a lot of hints that the government may be preparing for insurrection or civil disturbances and so forth, where they might need to fire on American citizens that are up in arms over, who knows, an economic collapse, a blackout, who knows what the scenario is. But it sure does look a little bit ominous to me when you put all of the different pieces of the puzzle together.
I would agree. And I mean, let's combine that with a lot of the other things. I mean, with the laws that are being passed, you know, as a result originally from the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the incremental loss of liberty that we're seeing over time, where a little bit
right.
here and a little bit there, things are getting dialed back and dialed back, where you start to see, I mean, come on. I mean, drones now. They're
yeah.
everywhere. You're finding farmers. Oh, well, farmers need drones so they can find out where the weeds are in their crops. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. We got paparazzi using drones flying around to get a shot at Tina Turner's wedding. Drones have become something now are commonplace, and they're finding civilian uses, and people are getting used to them. And pretty soon, you're going to look out your window,
yeah.
and it's going to be as common to see a bird flying by as a drone flying by. Now,
yeah.
you add all the things, connect all of the dots, you know, that we've talked about here today, along with the
yeah.
firing of 9 generals in a week.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I think it is acclimation. People are getting used to it. If they can get it done for a generation, then the new generation that's growing up has never known anything differently, and this is normal. And so I think that's what's happening. Since 9/11, the false flag that 9/11 was, the Patriot Act that ensued, the John Warner Defense Authorizations Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, and so forth, all the way up to December 31st, 2011, under the cloak of secrecy, the NDAA was signed, which gives the government the right to arrest American citizens and put them away without even a trial indefinitely for being suspected of being related to somebody that might have walked close to a terrorist. I mean, it's really absurd the amount of latitude that it gives the government to throw away the key on somebody that they have arrested without even being tried, without having an attorney, without going before a jury of their peers, just to throw them away in jail or put them in jail, throw away the key, potentially even execute them. That's what the NDAA does. So we've had a slippery slope ever since 9/11. And so when you throw that into the mix along with this, and then we look at the gun-grabbing laws, you look at, you know, the quote by Eric Holder back, what was it, 1995, where he said we need to brainwash the next generation into thinking differently about guns.
Right.
When you put all those together, and then you throw in idiotic stories like the, you know, well, it's not idiotic, it's sad, but the policeman that is, you know, that shot the 13-year-old just within the last couple of weeks that was playing with a toy gun in his front yard, policeman killed
yes.
a 13-year-old boy. You know, when you
Absolutely.
Put all this together, there's definitely an agenda at work right here.
Right.
And it's not to give us more freedom for the Second Amendment. It's to limit the Second Amendment and to demonize guns, which is exactly what Holder said we needed to do 15, 20 years ago.
Yep, I agree. And, yeah, I mean, geez, you know, just with Utah, I think we've covered a number of stories where, you know, whether it's a kid using a toy gun, it's a kid drawing a picture of a gun, it's a kid, you know, pointing their finger,
yeah.
pretending their finger is a gun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, what's next? Yeah, I think my son is thinking about a gun, and so therefore
yeah.
he must get in some kind of trouble here. And,
well, this is really cute. My six, now 7-year-old, Tabitha, a little while back, she laughed and she said, "Daddy, maybe we should outlaw or we should ban Idaho because it's shaped
right.
like a gun." So,
right.
you know, it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous.
Yep.
But here's
now,
the thing.
You know, I hear a rumor.
Yeah.
I believe, hey, Tom, I think we've got calling in. We've got a member of the military. Somebody that we've had on the show a number of times, and I believe, Ty, have you heard us have Coast Guard Corey on the show before?
You know, I haven't, but I believe if this is the same Corey, I believe I've emailed with Corey a few times.
Yeah, I think it is. Hey, Tom, if we can get Corey up on the air, we would like to talk to him. Because he was just messaging me while we were talking here about how he's got a what did he say? Kind of a litmus test that of his own that he asked fellow service members to see how awake they are. And I think Tom, are you there, Tom? Is Tom there? Yeah.
Okay.
They're on line one. Let's go ahead and let's bring up our buddy. I believe this is Coast. Ah, we lost him. All right. Hey, it's the wonders of live radio. But anyway,
always
listen,
makes
Corey,
it fun.
Corey, give us a call back. We'll bring you up
call
here.
Back in.
He's got something I think very interesting to say, and we love it when Corey calls in because he is, we call him Coast Guard Corey, obviously, because he is in the Coast Guard. Very smart, very articulate, has really pithy things to say. He was also an activist. He used to go out there and go out in the stores and heckle the people about GMOs and stuff. So Corey's going to give us a call back, I think, just to kind of comment on the military story.
Okay, good. Yeah, so y'all hang tight. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about weapons and guns and all these other scary things. So hang tight, and Super Don and Ty will be right back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-2355.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And we're back. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger.
Man, you can't help but want to be on the air with bumper music like that.
Yeah, I love it. Man, we're rocking the health world.
We've
got to play this kind of music. Yeah.
Well, hey, did we ever get Coast Guard Corey?
Coast Guard Corey is here. Corey, how you doing, man?
Hey, Super Don. Ty, how are you?
All right. Doing great, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing good. You wanted to comment on something to do with your military buddies. What are we talking about today?
That's right. I heard you guys talking about the military and litmus tests. And I've got kind of a curse where I can't stop talking and trying to wake people up. And it's gotten me in some uncomfortable situations being in the military. So I've developed my own little litmus test. And whenever I'm outside, it's a nice sunny day, and I'll head over to the smoke pit or I'll set over somewhere, see how people are doing, and I'll look up in the sky and I'll say, wow, that's a pretty weird-looking cloud, isn't it? Referring to the geoengineering. And then I'll say, oh, wow, and look at that airplane. It almost looks like that cloud looks like the same thing that's coming out of that airplane. That's pretty weird. And that's just kind of a gentle nudge. But today, of all days, somebody said, and this blew my mind, he goes, yeah, that's a chemtrail. And I said, right on. You were cool before, but you're a lot cooler now because we're talking the same language. It opens up the conversation to all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you've got like-minded folks that you now know are out there without pushing too hard for it. But that's my own little litmus test that I've developed. And I like that one a lot better than what the other ones you were talking about earlier.
I love it. I love it, Corey. That's cool. A great litmus test because if they are open and awake to the chemtrails, man, they are ready to learn about everything else, or they probably already know about everything else. I love it.
Very cool. Hey, thanks, Corey. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, thanks for the call,
Corey. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So what do we got left to do here? We're running out of time.
Well, you know, at least we had a litmus test there that didn't involve firing on American citizens or guns. So which brings us to today's second
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Okay, so, Don, you got another one from Medical News Today. I love Medical News Today. They give us more moments of duh. Here's the article title. Reducing the number of household firearms may reduce childhood gunshot injuries. So, hey, if you don't have any guns in the house, then children can't get shot with guns that are in the house.
Where's the logic in that? I don't understand. Wow. Yes.
I mean, how obvious does it need to be? I mean, I saw that and I said, we got to have a moment of duh from this one.
This is one of those instances, and we get a lot of these from healthcare, or no, what is it, healthcare.gov? Or no,
oh, yeah, that's
it, healthfinder.gov.
Yeah. Healthfinder.gov, yeah.
They dumb these things down like they're talking to everybody like they're third graders, you know? It's like,
yeah.
If you touch a hot stove, you'll burn yourself.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, that's really what's going on here. So, thank you. Thank you so much for reminding us that if you remove guns from the house, then people may not shoot each other in the house. Well, okay.
Exactly. I mean, it's about as obvious as saying, hey, if you remove water, then you can't drown in that area. Well,
yes,
okay.
This is the Sesame Street attempt at going after guns, gun control for kids, for Barney.
Hey, Big Bird. Hey, speaking of Big Bird, I'm sure that there will be some children that are dressed up as Big Bird tomorrow night. But there's a last Fox News article I've got to go over with you.
Oh, yes.
And this is too funny, but it's a little bit sad in a way, and I'll tell you why. Article is entitled "Woman to Hand Out Obese Letters to Overweight Children on Halloween." All right,
yeah.
So there's a lady that is going to hand out candy to the children that aren't fat, but the children that she deems to be too fat, she's going to give them a letter that says, that's addressed to the parents, that says, "Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some of the children this Halloween season." So my hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration the candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Well, okay, it's great. You want to pull a kid off sugar, that's fine. Is it really the job of a neighbor to step in and tell a parent that his kids are fat?
How about no?
I mean, come on. Either give them all candy or don't give
them candy. I have a feeling that lady's house is going to get TP'd on November
1st. I got a feeling that those trees might be hanging out with some toilet paper as well. Definitely. Well, hey, Super Don, the 2 hours has gone by too fast.
It is.
It's been a blast with you. I look forward to a couple days with you next week. But in the meantime, remember on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.